I don't think it really takes much to imagine what the impact of that scale of death would be. In St. Henith, for example, with 440 deaths and the effect on the dependents. I mean, in some senses, of course, that they would scar the community. For many mining families, though, reality had to assert itself. They had to find work. And after St. Henith, families had to move out in search and men going out to find jobs somewhere else. It's something difficult for us, I think, to look back on. In one sense, one gets taken over by the horror of it all and just see victims, especially the women and their children, as sort of helpless dependents. Yet, on the other hand, there is a sense in which these communities survived due to their efforts, despite the horror and the tragedy that had occurred.